FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Jeremy Clayton, MD of the President Hotel. He was the judge in the accommodation category of the Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jenny. It's great to be with you today.
I know it's interesting times in the hospitality industry, and we always talk about bums in beds. But, you know, for anyone experiencing a hotel, it's never about the room or the bed. It's so much more. So tell me, what were you looking for when you were judging?
So I think there's quite a host of things that you're looking for when you're judging, but ultimately what you're looking for is a property that sort of blends everything together seamlessly. So while we were looking at accommodation, which, you know, clearly is a good experience, but it's a tangible thing, I often try and find properties that bring about a seamless service experience. I like it when a property can sort of predict what your needs are going to be. And I always enjoy subtle service as well. I don't like it when it's over the top. I think it's the highest quality service when it's subtle and they're just providing you what you need, reading your mind and making sure that you relax.
Anticipating every need. And the winning wine estate, Dalle Gruff, congratulations to them, are so good at that. And when one goes there, I'm sure you'll agree with me, one always feels it's not just that beautiful setting, but it is about the people.
I couldn't agree more. I was actually just jotting some notes down again because it's sort of almost a month or two ago now since I was there. But Dalle just resonates with me time and time again on how they bring all these elements together. I think, you know, it's a heavenly piece of earth. They've got incredible wines, but more than that, they've got great people. They consider the different elements that they bring into the experience. And I just think there's no winery in Cape Town, or almost globally, that epitomizes this subtle, high-quality service and great accommodation.
Well, they certainly deserve their win. And when you were judging, what part did the restaurant experience play in your criteria?
A huge part. Both Indochine and the main restaurant we dined at, we enjoyed both the experiences, but they're quite nuanced and different to each other, which I thought was great. And then the wine tasting played an important part as well. I felt that the wine server got their knowledge, got the understanding of the estate, and got the understanding of the wines across to us in such a humane way. And we really appreciated that. So I thought all of the food and beverage offerings were critical to Dalle's accommodation offering.
They do it so well. And Jeremy, tell me a little bit about your accommodation. Where were you? Were you in a lodge? And tell me what it looked like.
So we were in one of the new lodges, sort of slightly lower down on the property, but you have that amazing view over what's, I think, essentially Takara, and then the Giles Webb properties, and then across to Table Mountain. It takes your breath away when you walk in there, which is exactly what I think everyone needs from a luxury property like the Lair. And then all the finishings inside the lodge itself were incredible. They're of the highest standards globally. They had lots of little nibbles and drinks around for people to enjoy. And everything was just on point. Everything had been really well considered. And I think a lot of hotels almost miss that. They quite often lead with design, and there's not always a strong operational background. And at Dalle, you could see that the ops teams as well as the design teams had sat around the table. They'd given it a great amount of thought. And I think the room is just masterclass.
I'm sure, like everything else.
So, absolutely.
In essence, what do you believe a wine estate can do to take the experience beyond the wine glass? What do you think is the most important thing?
I think, again, there are a couple of things. Obviously, they want to showcase their wines, their accommodation, and their experiences. But I think the good wineries also align with other local experiences. You know, if you look in the Dalle area or the Simonsberg, you've got all those amazing trails out there. You've got mountain biking. You've got other great restaurants and properties to visit. So I think it's really important that they showcase the best of the region, not just the best of their property themselves. I think that's important. And then the wineries are particularly good at their corporate sustainable responsibilities, you know, giving back into the communities, educating the communities, and uplifting those communities. And I think those are two very important things that all wineries and all tourism participate in.
That is, you're absolutely right. And we are so spoiled here in the Western Cape.
Absolutely.
And tell me, Jeremy, when you're back home and you're reminiscing about a beautiful wine estate experience and in the kitchen, what music would be playing in the background?
So, a variety of music. I've got a one-year-old and a four-year-old at the moment, so sometimes Frozen's playing, but if I'm choosing the music, I choose Michel Petrucciani, a wonderful jazz pianist out of France. Unfortunately, passed away in the late 90s, but inspirational, and I enjoy a bit of jazz on a Sunday afternoon.
So you're exposing your one and your four-year-old at a tender age to really good music. Good.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, they might argue it the other way around, but yes.
Thank you for your inspiration, Jeremy.
Jenny, thanks so much. It was great to chat to you.
Likewise. That was Jeremy Clayton, judge in the Great Wine Capitals Awards. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgrow, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.